So joining me here in the studio, we've got Nick Borden and Mira Obar. Am I saying that right?
Yep.
Okay, excellent. And you guys are putting on a production of Singing in the Rain, which begins tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight. So wow.
Opening night.
Now, well, where is it actually happening? Where's the performance?
At the Fine Arts Center on the Arcata High campus.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, you guys have been in rehearsal now since...
Since January.
Since the beginning of time.
Yeah, it sure feels like it sometimes.
Yeah. Fantastic. So, at this point, it's all down. The dress rehearsals have happened. So this is it.
Yeah.
We're
ready.
We are ready, hopefully. Well, we should be. We've been practicing for what? How many months? 3 months now?
Yep, three.
A long time.
A long time. And we have six shows, so we'll have it down by the end.
Oh.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Last show will be spot on.
Fantastic. So this is put on by the Arcata Arts Institute. It's on the campus of Arcata. How does that work?
Well, it's an extension of Arcata High and Six Rivers, and we have four different strands.
There's AI works as kind of the epicenter of the arts, basically. If you want to really get into art, you join that program. So the branch we're part of course, is theater, and the person who heads that strand of it puts on this play and kind of puts out in the bulletin, like, hey, come audition for this, and...
Uh-huh.
You know, the kids from all the classes kind of come in and they'll audition, and that's how we get our major ensemble cast, and it works out pretty good.
Fantastic. So are you guys looking at going into theater or pursuing it further?
I would love to. I mean, I think that would be great to do.
Uh-huh.
I hope that I can.
Nice.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm on the same page. It's really always been a big dream of mine to get in the movies, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know how realistic that is, so I'm currently exploring other fields, but I'd really love to become an actor when I
there
get older.
There you go. Well, as I was telling you off air, I mean, my son's an actor, and I said, if you're going to do that, you got to learn how to wait tables, and that's, you know, that's what he is doing for a living. He still does the acting thing, but that's how he's earning his living. My advice to either of you who really want to get into it is, I teach at HSU, and I tell my students the thing that you've got to, that's the most important. There's talent, and then there's drive, and drive is actually more important than talent as to getting into this business, because there are so many people. It's so competitive. It's just having that drive and looking the other way when you get rejected, because it happens most of the time.
All of the time.
It does.
Yeah, so it's like letting that wash over you and just moving forward and just enjoy the process. So how has this been going? How has the rehearsal been going?
Rough at times, but overall really well. We've been staying at the school until 9-10 o'clock at night, trying to really get everything finalized, with everything.
We not until this week did we start going past the time that was expected.
Yeah.
I think we should have done that last week too. We only went until 7 last week, and I was sort of begging on the last few days that we would be allowed to go later, because we needed it, but it's coming together, you know, like, it always comes together somehow. I always expect that it won't, and then somehow it all works out.
So you guys are not the Debbie Reynolds and Gene Kellys of this.
No, we are not.
No, we're not.
Not the leads. They're too busy.
They're too busy.
Or sleeping, hopefully.
Hopefully they're getting some sleep.
Yeah, they need to be good tonight.
Yeah.
Drinking some throat coat.
So, Mira, you're saying you play the annoying best friend?
Well, I'm the annoying girl's best friend. I'm also a little annoying, but I'm only in a few scenes. I it's a supporting role. It's mm-hmm. not really important, but it's worth it.
Uh-huh. Excellent. And you are playing the director within the play.
Yes. There's a lot of yelling. I get to yell a lot.
Nice. Cut.
Yep, yep. You'll be hearing me yell that. Actually, the other night they were able to hear me in the soundproof room.
Oh wow!
Up at the top of the booth. So I was pretty proud of that.
On you there, huh?
Pretty proud of that. Mira and I's job is mostly we kind of do everything. We work on the costumes. We work on the props. We work on the set pieces.
Nice.
Everything kind of falls on us in a way,
yeah.
Along with a lot of other people, mm-hmm. and a lot of the behind the scenes work that you don't really get to see all that much. So it's really cool for me as an actor to really get that experience to kind of see what other people are.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know.
And yeah, in AAI theater, we it sort of revolves around the play during this time of uh-huh. year. Like for the past few weeks, it's just been sewing costumes and working on lighting and sound. And there's a few, AAI has master classes.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of those are, we sort of sneak in extra time to work on Singing in the Rain with those for set construction and set design and, or scenic, and sound and lighting. So
Singing in the Rain, of course, is a very well-known movie.
Yes.
So it is a very high standard to live up to, right?
Exactly.
Especially
pressure's on, huh?
The Debbie Reynolds. Oh, yeah.
I know. You just passed recently.
I know. Yeah.
I know. So, yeah.
Luckily, we have an amazing person playing the person Debbie Reynolds played.
Yeah.
Kavi Zvelko Garrett. Did I say that right? I'm hoping I did.
I think so.
I know the second last name I got right.
Got it. Okay. And the Gene Kelly?
He's really great.
He's really great as well, yeah.
He is an amazing tap dancer, so
there's
going to be good tapping. And he could have gone to nationals for tapping.
Wow.
But he was doing this instead, so we're really glad that mm-hmm. he stayed with us.
Fantastic.
And he has an amazing voice, too. He's good at acting also, so he's a triple threat.
Wow. Now, one of the best roles that doesn't get enough attention is the Donald O'Connor role. Which
Cosmo.
That is a terrific role. And you have to really be talented to take that one on.
He's the guy we have playing him is he's a bit of a handball. He's
you have to be.
Yeah, he's one of my best friends. So
is he acrobatic?
He will do
anything.
Yeah.
So,
if you tell him to do a front flip off the stage, he will at least try. Like he's committed and he's very out there sometimes. He'll do anything, like she said.
That's good. That's kind of what it's all about there.
Yeah.
So good. This is gonna be a lot of fun and it gets underway tonight. What time is the show?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Probably it'll probably run until about 9, right?
Yeah.
9:30.
Hopefully,
maybe.
With intermission, probably 9:30.
Yeah.
Okay. And where does one get tickets?
You can get them at AAI Brown Paper Tickets, Singing something like that on
brownpapertickets.com.
It's on our posters that we sent out. There's some all over the internet and mm-hmm. all over the towns. And Wildberries is actually selling tickets also.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
That's convenient.
And at the door, I'm sure that there will be open seats.
Right.
But no reservations for seats.
Sadly. Okay. I feel like $15 for
general.
$12 for a student?
Okay. Students and seniors is 12.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yep. And you're doing it 6 times.
Yep. Three times this weekend, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday this weekend, a matinee on Saturday at 2.
Uh-huh.
And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday next weekend.
And I believe that's it.
That's
yep.
it.
And
wow.
All the rest are at 7.
It's a lot of work leading up to it just for a couple of weekends.
You're right.
Yeah. It's like I always think about that when there's a chef and a beautiful meal, and then you just eat it in 5 minutes and it's all gone.
I know.
So you have to appreciate it.
I know. I was thinking about it because my wife is the cook in our house, and she'll spend hours putting something together and just wolf it down.
It's like, yep. Gone in like 30 seconds.
Thanks.
It was
there
great.
Goes your work.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
Tasted good.
Yeah. So, well, best of luck to you. Or actually, we shouldn't say that. Break a leg, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's like, you're wishing someone to break a leg? That sounds terrible.
What?
We just heard the true story of that yesterday.
I don't know the true story. Pass it on.
One of the rumored
stories. No one really knows. It's one of those things that just keeps getting circled around. Like, there's multiple different... Like,
this could be the true story.
Yeah. Could be.
It could be. In Shakespearean times, mm-hmm. The stages weren't very strong, and the legs on the bottom, if everyone had to come back for a second bow,
uh-huh.
if everyone loved their show, then the stages couldn't support all of the actors at once, so one of the legs would...
Collapse.
They were hoping sometimes the legs would break, and so if they had, like, an encore bow, then...
Break a leg of
they
the
would
stage.
Hope that it was breaking the leg of the stage. Yeah.
Not necessarily the actor.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
Or another one was... instead of clapping, people would stomp. And so, like, if someone stomped so hard because they liked your show, then they'd break their leg, which is sort of brutal, but...
That's brutal.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone would be able to do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we don't know if any of these are true, but they ought to be. Well, alrighty. So, thank you both for coming in.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
It was a lot of fun, and we hope it's a rousing success.
Yes.
Overflow crowd. Turn people away.
We do, too. Yeah.
Fantastic. Singing in the Rain. That is, again, tonight and this weekend, and then next weekend. And where's the venue again? It's at Arcata High.
Yep. It's in the new building.
Ooh.
It's been here for a year now, and it's really great.
Really awesome. You can't miss it.
In the Fine Arts Center.
Fantastic. All righty. Check that out. Singing in the Rain.